good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Tuesday, March the 15th, 2016, 1:13, coming up on 1:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Joined in studio by Terry Tackett. Terry, how are you?
Election Day. It's been a kind of a crazy day here. A lot of people popping in and out of here, and a lot of call-ins. And
we're getting it done, and we've got one more hour here on air. And we're going to be joined by a lady who we had on quite a bit last November. She ran for the mayor of Toledo, so we're kind of interested to get her opinions on what's going on nationally. She is Toledo resident Opal Covey. Opal, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Couldn't be better.
Oh, good.
Thank you for calling.
No problem. Now, Opal, I want to catch up with you. Last year's mayoral election in Toledo did not turn out very well. What do you feel happened there?
Well, I know exactly what happened because the Lord spoke it to me. You know, I'm a prophetess and he does speak, and this is his mission. He told me this in October. I knew when the election came up that they weren't going to give it to me because they've been stealing every election for 48 years and keeping the Democrats in power and the money broken going, of course. It's very corrupt here. And so I knew when he spoke those words, he says, you will win by a margin. Because, see, there were seven of us running, and it was the top vote that got it. So he already let me know that I would win by a margin, and he said, if they don't give it to you, you'll know it's stolen. My votes were stolen, and they were given to Paula Hicks Hudson. I understand from the news media that she paid her, they were bought. She paid her, the guy that takes care of it, you know, her campaign man, she paid him $5,000, and he had promised her that he would put her on the seat no matter what it took, and it took my votes, buying my votes, to put her on the seat. So she is illegitimate, and she's a false mayor, and I am now in the process of writing the state. I've sent emails, about five. I don't get no response from the Secretary of State yet, but I know God is on the scene, and I spoke destruction. Yes, when you steal from God's person, which I am a prophet, and the Lord said, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Judgment is coming to her, and of course, the Board of Elections are the ones that is guilty of selling my votes.
So
and fixing elections, you know, the boards of elections is the ones that's the real responsible people, and they've been doing this. I've run five times, and every time they have brought other mayors in and fixed them up, you would just see all this fixing all the time. And so finally, when they did it on Collins on the fourth time, I knew I had won it then, and I am still the mayor now, but I can't occupy my seat.
Well, that being said, Opal, what destruction is in store for Toledo?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can only speak of the past. I don't know specifically, but it could be from death to... it was death on Collins, because Collins was sitting on my votes, and he had stolen my votes. And about 5 or 6 days... I have very much power with God, because the Lord sent me. This is his project, not mine. And so, anyway, when I went before the Lord and I said, Lord, I'll never get on that seat unless you do it. Well, within a few months later, I got on my knees again and I said, Lord, give me my seat. I know I want it. Within days, Collins was dead. So this is what I'm trying to say. I have watched God take him out when another lady tried to destroy my business. And he told me he was going to take her out permanently, and he did. Exactly what he said. You see, prophecy is not... I mean, it's real.
So you think...
They're not taking me serious.
Right. So
I put her in the hands of the Lord also.
So you believe that the Lord struck Mayor Collins dead?
The Lord let him go out. Oh, yes. He took him out. And he took two others with him almost. See, it's happening in the Democratic Party. And they have kept the Democratic Party in there since 1967. And you can check me out. And for the purpose is to keep the Bilkings going. The Lord also spoke this to me about Bell, one of the biggest thieves of the Democratic Party that is keeping it in and doing anything he can, running against me. And I saw in 2009 that they were shooting from the machines my votes to Bell. And the Lord spoke to me directly about him in 12, and he said that he went to China to try to sell the amusement park promenade where I was going to put the amusement park. They have done everything they can do, just like they're doing to Trump right now. They've done everything they can do to stop me, but I keep my faith.
Well, that being said, Opal, who do you support in the presidential election?
Trump. God has already given me a dream, and he has shown me that Trump, matter of fact, a couple of them, Trump is the... I say unto thee, Trump is the man for this time. For yea, I say unto thee, thou will be satisfied when he becomes president. And I say unto thee, those that vote for me, that vote for Trump, I'm excited, that vote for Trump shall be blessed. Because he said, I will bless those who bless me, and I will curse those who curse me. And if you bless me with my prophet and with what I am saying to put Trump on the seat, you will be blessed, saith the Lord.
Now, that being said, Opal, what do you feel about some of the things he's done, like calling the Pope disgraceful and saying he's going to build this wall between here and Mexico and saying he doesn't want to let... Yeah, go ahead.
I tell you why he's doing that. He's very angry at what the United States of America, we've had 2 weeks of presidents on that seat. As a matter of fact, the Lord had shown me before Obama took power, 8 years ago, that he would take us almost over the cliff. And I'll publicize that dream. And it happened in about a year. So I'm not a false prophet. And so if we'd never had Obama in there, things would have been a lot better. Trump, sometimes, he says things, and I know he can, after he takes the presidency, he will subdue himself a lot because he will have a lot of pressure off of him. Remember, anybody that is true, and he is, he's got a good heart, he's very passionate, but they have caused him to be like he is. Because of what the Democrats have done, they have not fixed the problem at Mexico. And he says, "I'll put a wall up there." Well, it's the best thing to do to keep them out. I agree with that.
Now that being said,
for a while.
Right. Mm-hmm. That being said, Opal, we have a gentleman in the studio here, one of our co-hosts, Terry Tackett, who is a Democrat, I believe a Hillary Clinton supporter, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. What would you say to what Opal just said, Terry?
As far as the Donald Trump,
yeah.
The guy, to me, it just seems like he doesn't have a platform. He doesn't really tell you what he's running on or anything. So, to me, he just kind of really seems more like a blowhard than he does,
No, he's not. People are taking him wrong. And look at his look how he's climbed the ladder. And look at myself. I'm famous all over the world now. I mean, because I am outspoken. I'm very much like Donald Trump. I'm saying the true word. I'm not scared of these people. He's not scared of ISIS. He's not scared of these people. And look how we have met.
Well, do you think he'll have some votes that will end up getting stolen as well too, or
what was that?
About his votes. I mean, do you think that he'll have enough votes when everything's said and done, or will they try to sabotage his votes like they did yours? Or
they could. They could do anything at this point because they know that he is supposed to be mayor. They know his power. See, the devil
President.
Knows, and he uses these people. And these people that are disturbing his campaign and everything, he knows what's happening. He even called out Sanders. These people that are running against him know that he has the power to win, that he has it to win, and they're trying to stop him. That's what it's all about.
What do you think of Secretary Clinton?
I would not vote for her at this point. Now, back when Obama, 8 years ago, she would have been a good investment. But since then, she has really not lived up to herself as being a trustworthy person. It just seems like she just flies from one thing to another with Planned Parenthood. Now she's on to medication, $14,000. Who's going to believe that? If you believe that somebody's paying $14,000, then you got another thing coming. And she's just spreading things, and she's saying things about Trump that she shouldn't be saying because she knows she's going to lose. I will not vote for her because she has changed so much in 8 years And she's doing all of this just trying to get the presidency, but you have to see her as wishy-washy. And you will not be able to trust her if she would get on the seat, and I hope she doesn't.
Well, what about, like, the last couple of weeks or so here? Donald Trump's told a couple of lies himself we've caught him in. And
well, the thing about it is, with Donald Trump, you have to look real deep into his spirit. He's not trying to make money for himself. He's already got it. And I would rather have a rich person that knows how to make money in the office than to have somebody who's just guessing, just like we got up here with the road situation. And he's not going to be stealing from us. Basically, he's a good man at heart. He's a child at heart. But they have revved him up so badly because he's in the top position.
What about, like, some of these organizations like the KKK and stuff that he didn't know anything about, he said?
Well, he could have cared less about the KKK. And I really don't care, you know. I don't have the time to be analyzing those kind of people and everything. That is just not good for our country. I feel that it's the devil that's working all destruction. You understand me? The devil works all destruction. And the least that we keep our mind on these corrupt people like that, I respect him for that. You know, we have to be in the know, and I'm sure he's probably as much in the know as he should be, but he's not got his mind on the KKK and all that junk, and why would they even bring it to him just trying to disrupt him? He's got his mind on prosperity, like I do. He wants prosperity for the people. He's already got it.
Does he want it for the people or just some certain people?
Some certain people, yes, yes. Well, but the thing about it is, he's the best one of the bunch. He has got more gumption in him, and against all of these people that are trying to tear the nation down. Don't you know, Obama was here trying to destroy our Christianity, and he was trying to take our freedom away. That's the only reason Obama was here. And they've been and they have been trying to do this back in the 16th century, 16th, 17th century, trying to destroy nations. And I knew it, and I just tolerated it. And God spoke to me. He said, Obama was here to destroy your Christianity. And he always talked about socialism all the time. And you've got to look into the spirit and listen to God and listen to his prophets.
What do you
make now?
Opal, what do you make of Bernie Sanders?
Bernie Sanders, I don't even think he should be in the race. He's got a lot of good things to say and everything. And I'm not looking at age because, you know, I'm frankly there too. It's not age or anything, but he is just trying to overthrow Hillary. And I'm not sure, but he could be paid. I don't know. But just like Donald Trump said, he could be doing this to overthrow him, and it could be through Hillary.
These things
are deep-seated spiritual problems. The devil is at work, and God is at work, and you have to believe the prophets and prosper. Okay, go ahead.
No. Well, Opal, yeah, no, I'm interested. Opal, do you still drive? Do you still get around?
Oh, yes, I do. Why?
Well, I was wondering, because Toledo is only about an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 45 minutes here from Marion. We'd love to have you come down sometime and join us in person and be on our current event show. Would that be something you'd like to do?
Probably, but I would not like to come to myself. I would like, you know, to have a driver.
Oh, that's fine. Would you have somebody up there who could bring you?
Maybe. I would have to check out and find out when, you know, to present it to a person. I just don't go out of town by myself.
Oh, I understand that. Well, I tell you what, our current event show is usually Fridays from 12 to 1 in the afternoon. So if you find somebody who would be willing to do that, maybe we'll give you a call later in the week and see if you were able to find somebody, and maybe we'll be able to get you up here for a day.
Yes, okay. So you say you'll call me later. Okay. Well, I'd be glad to come if I can just, you know, get a driver, someone to bring me rather than me go by myself. And you say it's every day? Every day?
It's Fridays from 12 to 1.
Just Fridays?
Yeah, each week.
Each week. Okay. It probably may not be this week, but it probably could be next week.
Okay. Well, I will look forward to that.
whichever way, I would try to get it as soon as possible. And could you give me a phone number? You want to call me back later?
Well, I tell you, let me give you the station number. It's 740.
Oh, hold on just a second. I was in another spot. 740.
740.
383.
9944.
99 what?
44.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
Opal. And
740. And what's your name?
It would be Scott.
Scott. Okay. Now, if I don't get a hold of you by Friday, why call me on Monday and see if I've got something arranged.
Okay.
I know it can't be this week.
Opal, we thank you for calling in and giving your thoughts on Donald Trump. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye. Opal Covey. Well, now you've heard it from the horse's mouth, Terry. Are you excited?
I think I'm a little more confused than I was.
She went into that thing again, that tongues rally. What do you think of Opal Covey? Give us a call. 740-383-9944. Now, see, this is a variety show. You go from State Senator Sherrod Brown to Mayor Scott Schertzer to Opal Covey. She's been robbed again.
Yeah. Them votes of hers keep getting stolen.
What is that?
I don't know. Are there thieves up there in Toledo?
I don't know. The voting machines are rigged.
Yeah.
Did it shock you that she was for Donald Trump?
Not really.
Seemed like her type of candidate, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you are a Hillary supporter.
That's correct, yeah.
And she didn't really care for that.
No, she kind of poo-pooed.
Yeah, she didn't care for that.
For Hillary.
Can you imagine having her in the studio?
Oh, my.
And she'd be just... raring to go. Ready and raring to go. If you have any thoughts on the primary today, 740-383-9944. Is Trump going to knock Kasich out of the box tonight? Is Hillary going to pull it off? Is Bernie going to take Ohio just like he took Michigan? What is going to happen? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and we will get you up on the air. What's your thought on that, Terry?
I think tonight it's going to be close, but I think Hillary's going to prevail tonight.
Do you? You don't think the burn, people are going to be feeling the burn in Ohio?
No, I just, the group of voters that he's appealing to, I think he'll get an early push here, but I think ultimately it's going to be Hillary in the end here.
And if Hillary wins, will that knock everybody else? You think Bernie, it's time to pack it in?
I think it'll start a domino effect if she wins Ohio effect. I mean, you could see the chips in Illinois fall, and North Carolina, and I mean.
Okay, let's go to the Republican side. Your favorite side.
Oh my God!
Is Mr. Trump going to win Ohio?
Boy, that is going to be a good race. I do think he's going to edge out Kasich.
Kasich.
Though.
And then what happens to Kasich?
I'd almost say then Kasich is going to have to pack it in.
Do you think he will?
Boy, I don't know. He needs to come back here in Ohio and govern, you know. I mean, that's for sure.
Oh, now you're talking to the Sherrod Brown school of thought.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Based on what Sherrod Brown said, I mean.
Well, Sherrod Brown said flat out, I will not run be vice president.
President, period. Yep. So if you had him on your big board.
Take him off.
You're going to mark him off.
Who would you think would be a good vice president for Hillary?
I'm going to go off the board here. But what do you think about this? I was thinking the other day. Let's say she, she gets the nomination. Would it make sense for her to have Bernie as her VP?
Couldn't hurt. He's got a lot of followers.
You know.
And he's able to raise money.
Yeah.
But would Bernie be on a ticket with somebody who has a super PAC?
Yeah, that's the only, because otherwise, Democratic-wise, who else is out there?
Well, I mean, they're like Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, that's
certainly
well,
would be.
That's right. I forgot.
Or Martin O'Malley, who was in there in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Or possibly somebody from Florida, I would think would be a wise choice.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody from a state. What about Al Gore?
Ooh.
What about John Kerry?
That's who I want.
What about Joe Biden? He's already got the job. He wouldn't have to clean out his desk.
I was going to say, now, would he be able to do that again?
I think so.
Wow.
It's whoever you choose.
That'd be nice. Because I want Joe to run for a president.
So, I mean, what about Lincoln Chafee? He was in there in the beginning.
Chafee? I remember him, just bits and pieces of him. No, thanks.
You don't think he'll
make
it?
No.
But there were a lot of Democrats out there who could fill the bill.
I guess you're right when you look at it.
What about Bill?
Yeah? Can a president come back and be a vice president?
I think so. I don't think there'd be any law.
We'd have to have a constitutional amendment or something.
Oh, man, it'd be all over the place. What about, I'm trying to think of some Democratic people, maybe in, what about Bloomberg? Michael Bloomberg,
yeah. Was he the mayor of New York?
Yeah, he was independent, but he might go a different way.
What about Jesse Ventura?
I don't know if I think Jesse would have the same problem that Bernie would have. You know, they just wouldn't mesh into the campaign.
Well, I was trying to think. I'm not up on my a lot. You know, just Kerry. What about John Edwards?
I think he's been a little busy since his time in politics before.
Boy, I'm stretching here now. I don't know any other.
What about the Republicans? Is it going to be Big Trump and Little Marco?
Yeah. Well, it seems like now, I think that Ben Watson probably wants to be the Surgeon General.
Ben Carson.
Or Ben Carson, I mean, excuse me. I think he wants to be the Attorney General. Or the Surgeon General.
Surgeon General.
And then Chris Christie wants to be the Attorney General.
Yeah. So who wants to be Secretary of State?
Well, there was somebody else standing behind me that I thought was...
What about Jeb Bush?
Maybe him for Secretary of State.
Do you think he'd make a good vice president?
No, he might. People, I mean, it would give him a strong, you know, strong. You'd have that Clinton Bush presence again.
What about Little Marco?
Yeah, I guess so. What about a Lion Ted?
I don't think that would work. I think there'd be too much of a disagreement there. There's a little bit of problem there. But what about Kasich?
He's, to me, the obvious choice.
But he says he won't do it.
Really?
Yeah. He's kind of taken a Sherrod Brown.
Oh, boy. It's been a nice race then, John.
Well, who were some of the others who have dropped out? What about Santorum? What about...
Huckabee.
What about... What's her name? The woman.
Oh, yeah. That runs... Yeah.
What was her name?
I don't know what her name. I'm drawing a blank on her name. Yeah.
Carly Fiorina.
Carly Fiorina, yeah.
Who else was in this race?
Mike Huckabee.
Chris Christie.
Yeah.
Chris Christie, vice president, he's like a bull around there, bull in the woods.
Was, yeah. What, Rick Perry.
Rick Perry, well, he got out early. What about Scott Walker?
Yeah.
Up there in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I was going to say.
The Republicans got to win some of these states.
Now, all of them, obviously, the polls close at the same time. Is that right? Okay.
If you have an opinion out there, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Do you vote with Opal? And go with Trump? Is Hillary going to pull it out? Is Bernie going to bite the bullet tonight? Are we done with Little Marco? Does Kasich have a chance? Is Trump going to win big?
What about Lion Ted?
Lion Ted, where is he going to be tonight? Does the whole Republican establishment fold tonight? This whole anti-Trump movement, is it gone? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think's going to happen?
Like I say, I think it's going to be a good race here. It's going to come down to Hillary and Donald Trump.
We might have to burn down the country for that one.
Yeah. Well, I just don't. I was trying to think of what Opal was saying. She said that Donald Trump could make all these statements about Hillary. Well, what about himself? I mean, he filed the bankruptcy and.
Don't try to figure out Opal.
I mean, geez.
You really got a bone with Donald Trump.
Well, I just think that. I mean, to me, like I said, he didn't have a forum. He didn't have a platform. He's like a blowhard. I mean, he just really talks to hear himself talk.
Might be President Blowhard before it's all over.
He could be. I mean,
what do you think that would be like?
I think it would be a disaster. I really do. I mean, I think, of course, our stance around the world already is not the greatest, and if he becomes president, it's going to be even worse.
And what do you think would happen under a Hillary presidency?
Well, I think she's more of a she has a better foreign policy, I think, than
you think.
Yeah.
What are the pluses? What about Bernie Sanders? What if he does come out of the woods? Would you vote for Bern?
Yeah, I mean, if he ended up being the candidate, I'd. I just don't know a lot about him. I mean, that's the only thing. He's got some great ideas, but
did you hear about Joel Osteen, this big mega church preacher? He said a Texas mega preacher mega pastor, uh-huh. is under fire for comments made. Oh, we got to get this ad off the screen first.
Oh, boy.
Boy, I'll tell you, if we didn't have ads, we'd be able to work nice and easy through here. Okay, let's see if we can get this done. Okay, we're going to have to go back to it here. But he's under fire, interestingly enough. Do you like Joel Osteen? Have you watched him?
I've seen bits and pieces of his program, but he's got a lot of followers.
He does have a lot of followers. Let me see if I can find it in a different place, since apparently it's out the window. But do you think Benghazi's going to hurt Hillary or the emails?
Oh, definitely. They'll bring him up, I'm sure. But didn't she just say that nobody was killed in Libya? What was the...
I didn't catch that.
I thought that was under hers. It said something about those emails that nobody was killed in Libya or something.
I think people were killed in Libya. It was an uprising, but I don't think we killed them.
I think that's what she was saying, is that we had nothing to do with it.
Okay, a Texas mega pastor is under fire for comments he made about Donald Trump during his book tour 6 months ago. On Twitter, some people have said Joel Osteen, the pastor of the Lakewood Church, has endorsed the Republican presidential candidate. Church officials say it is simply not true. It's just like fire when it comes on Twitter or Facebook, who... I guess this is from Michael Garfield, who is known as the high-tech Texan. You're going to mix words with what you're going to say. Well, what did he say, I guess is the question. It's going to come back to bite a certain voter group, it seems like, he said. I guess that's what... here's what it is. During an October 2015 interview, Osteen called Trump a good man.
Okay.
So, does that seem like an endorsement?
He's under fire for that.
Well, I guess because they say that was an endorsement.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. You don't think?
I don't see enough there to... but
that doesn't do it for you?
No.
Do you think he's a good man?
He probably is. I mean, but he's not what I call a good man, but I'm sure he probably is. I mean,
do you think having a female president would bring something to the table? How so?
Actually, I think by having a female president as the president, it may unify us more as a country.
You think?
Because looking at things differently from a woman's perspective, I mean. So, if you just like at home, you would, you have to pick up after yourself. And just kidding.
Well, do you know that, here's a little thing for you. Do you know that if you take a picture of your ballot while you're in there and you post it on internet, that's against the law?
Really?
People should pay attention.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cuyahoga County Board of Elections said, oh, that's right up there by Opal,
Uh-oh. Said,
we love seeing all voter pride, but no, it is illegal in Ohio to post a picture of your voted ballot.
Wow.
Show your sticker instead. You didn't do that, did you?
Nope. I haven't voted yet.
Oh, you haven't voted yet? Oh, man, the polls might be closed by the time you get there.
Yeah.
It might be all shut down.
Yep, I was going to go before I came, and I just didn't make it, so.
Caitlyn Jenner has tweeted support for Hillary.
Oh,
for Hillary.
Okay.
That's your dog in the race.
Not Caitlyn.
No, but she supported Hillary.
Why didn't that surprise me?
Why doesn't that surprise you?
That she supports Hillary.
Why?
Well, I mean, she kind of fits all the mold of the people that Hillary... I don't know how to say this, that Hillary expects to vote for her. I mean, female.
Where do you think Trump's going to have problems?
I think he's going to have trouble with the African-American vote, definitely. Obviously, the Hispanic vote.
Could be.
And I think those are two big minority votes that helped Barack Obama.
They are.
So,
what do you think? Why do you think Trump has caught fire, though?
I think it's just one of those things that a lot of people like what he's saying, and they wish they could say it, but they're afraid that they'll be, politically, or whatever.
Banished.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would they be banished?
Probably.
But Trump can get away with it.
He seems to be able to get away with it. And like the mayor said earlier, and I agree with him, I mean, it's like a reality TV show.
But people like reality TV.
But reality TV shows are some of the cheapest, you know, shows to produce, and, you know, and people like reality, that's for sure.
Well, I give you that. All I'm saying is how are you going to get those voters away from Trump? Why are more people watching the Republican debates? Why are more people coming out to vote for Republicans?
I think because they want to see what happens next. It's almost like a sitcom or something, you know, like you have to wait till next week to see what.
Well,
you know, what.
Do you really think that's all the Donald Trump movement is? You don't think he's... I mean, his people are willing to get into fights at these rallies. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that?
Well,
he calls his rallies love fests.
I mean, the underlying message to all of his rallies, if you look, no matter what, it seems to be violence.
You think the underlying message is violence?
Yeah.
Opal Covey endorsed him. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, how are you?
All right.
Oh, pretty good. I went and voted.
Oh, good.
Right. Not for Trump, by the way.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I think a lot of the votes for the Republican part of them are to vote against Trump. If he wins, I spoke up before you guys started and said basically that's going to kill the Republican Party. It's an axe right in the head.
Do you think if he wins?
Well,
though,
because what's going to happen? I said one time there were 24 senators up for election. There are 34. I read the wrong thing there. And if Trump is the candidate, there's going to be such a backlash from people with a little bit of sense that, frankly. It's going to be Democratic president, probably Hillary. Well, undoubtedly Hillary. I don't think there's a real question there. And it'll be a Democratic Congress. So all of a sudden, these guys that are digging in, and I'm not going to cooperate with anybody, they're going to be sitting there with egg on their face, or they won't be. They'll be out of office with egg on their face for supporting people that are not a real electable person.
So if you are in the Republican Party and you're part of the anti-Trump movement, what do you do?
You hope people will gain their senses. I point out another thing there that, frankly, Trump's, you know, everyone said he's leading, he's a cinch. He doesn't have the votes yet, the electoral votes. I didn't mean to say electoral. He doesn't have the votes for Cleveland yet. He's running 37%. That's a plurality. That's not a majority. And you have to have a majority. I know you disagree, but I don't totally discount that there could be a coordination thing, and people will make sure that Trump doesn't get it. I think that's their only chance for survivor.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do. My only question here is Kasich has... To this point, still won nothing. 23 mm-hmm. states have voted. After tonight, 27 states will have voted. Let's
there
give him
a lot of other. There are a lot of other votes that are there. I'm sure Bush has a few. A lot of the other guys that ran have votes.
Yeah, but not a whole lot. And I don't understand why. Okay, if Kasich wins Ohio, Kasich is not going to win the other 23 states that we'll still have.
No.
So that being said...
But there will be enough there to turn it into a deadlock.
Yeah, but my question would be, if you're in the Republican Party, and let's say you don't like Donald Trump, mm-hmm. why would you pick Kasich? Now, obviously Ted Cruz is not your guy, because Ted Cruz is awful conservative, too. But wouldn't you pick a person like Marco Rubio, who is younger, who might have a chance at the Latino vote?
He's lost all of his momentum. He's viewed now, after the little Marco nonsense, to be a weak person.
But see, that's why I don't think Kasich has much. I don't think Kasich has any momentum, and ever has.
Well, I look for a thing that I hopefully just for the chance of survivor. I hope that they you know, the regular people, the ones that are not nuts, will eventually find a way to knock both Cruz and Trump out of it.
But I guess
now they may come up with some way, you know, really off the, you know, not there right now. It might be the fellow is now the Speaker of the House.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, though, that you mentioned that, because if it does get to a brokered, contested convention, they can essentially pick anybody they want. It doesn't even have to be somebody who ran.
And that's true.
And it seems to me that a lot of people wanted Mitt Romney to run, and also that if we're going to go on money raise, which means by the conservative Republican Party, who they wanted, it would have been Jeb Bush.
Yeah, I don't know if Jeb has the will to do it anymore.
I don't know. The problem with Kasich, I guess, in a whole is that if he wins tonight and Trump does get to the number, which he can, then Kasich has just stayed in this race, not governed Ohio, ran up over, by that point, $2 million of taxpayer money, running a race that he can't win.
Again, I don't think you can totally push that out. I mean, it's a long shot.
Well,
it is a long shot, but I don't think it's impossible.
Well, I'm just, I guess where my confusion comes in is the guy literally has won nothing. He's won no states, and even in Michigan last week, he finished third. So I guess my problem...
I thought he was tied for second.
No, he eventually went to third in Michigan. So he couldn't even finish in second in Michigan, where he had spent all his time prior to that event. So I guess the problem becomes... he's not factored in Illinois tonight. He's not factored in Florida tonight, which you have to win in the main. He's not factored in North Carolina. So he's going to lose three tonight, possibly win one. He's won nothing. At least little Marco's already won three.
They haven't been big ones, though. They've been little fiddly things.
But the things that I saw today were that if Trump, if Kasich does win Ohio and even takes every delegate, Rubio will still be ahead of him in the delegate count, even if he loses Florida. So why all the focus on Kasich, I guess? Because here's what it seems like to me. Kasich just seems like the guy who hung around, who just continued to spend money. Jeb Bush had a lot of money to spend. Jeb Bush had more electoral votes. Jeb Bush had more of a popular vote than Kasich did. So did Chris Christie. So did Marco Rubio. So did a lot of people. But Kasich just refuses to get out. Why is that?
I think he still feels he has a remote shot at it. Because he's the only one that can come across and say, I've already done this stuff. I know what I'm doing. I have a record that no one else has.
But he's been saying that through 27 states and hasn't won a one.
Okay.
And I think that's the problem. I think he just, for some reason, is not appealing. And I'll tell you this, and this is something that's going to be very big. If Marco Rubio does get out, there's not going to be any more little Marco jokes. So you can bet that John Kasich is not going to be left alone anymore. And Trump will go after him, I think, with the same vigor that he went after Marco Rubio. And for some reason, every time Trump does that, it works.
Yeah, that, I guess that says something for the sanity of the U.S. people today.
It's interesting. Hey,
He is so despicable. You know, I can't imagine anyone with any sense at all voting for him.
But they do, and they are sensible people. That's the thing. It's very peculiar.
No, they're not. Anyone that buys into the fact that he's going to make America better, Brown pointed out, America's not bad now.
Right, but I mean, like, for instance, on Friday when we do our current event show, you know, Sean has good things to say about Trump. Charlie has good things to say about Trump.
I stand by my last comment.
Yeah, but I don't think that they don't have any sense. I think they have a lot of sense. I think there's just something appealing to Trump for certain people.
I think there's really a lack of knowing in depth anything about the candidates. You know, they jump on the first one they've seen on television.
But it's interesting. We'll see how it plays out, and I always appreciate the comments.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, what do you think, Terry? Is Trump just a bunch of idiots following him, or is it people who just want to choose him? And by the way, if you want to weigh in, 740-383-9944.
Well, in no way am I calling his followers idiots. I mean, they are educated people.
Of course they are.
And they're sensible people, but they're people that, if I can maybe use the term, maybe are making rash decisions, you know, I mean.
Let me say this. When you have that many people voting for you, they're all not undereducated. I'm sure there are college professors.
Sure.
I'm sure there are business giants. I'm sure there are career politicians.
Well, isn't Dr. Carson
Dr. Carson has endorsed him.
Yeah.
Chris Christie has endorsed him.
Yeah, these aren't dumb people.
They are not dumb people. And I think there's just something appealing to them about Trump.
Absolutely, yes. It's his vigor or his style or...
Like I said, Sean has said that he likes Trump, but he would vote for Hillary in the main. But I don't think he's stupid for liking Trump.
No.
And Charlie has said good things about Trump, and I certainly would never call Charlie anything near stupid.
No.
I think there's just something about him that appeals to a certain group of people. I don't know what it is, but it does.
Yeah.
And I just can't call everybody who votes for him.
I would never dream of that.
No. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
I think the reason why Trump is leading is because people do not want people that's already in government, they don't want him in government again.
Well, that's a logical point, and a lot of people make that point. But the question is, do you want somebody going to that office who has never done it before with their hand on the nuclear button?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't vote for Trump, but he would, like, tell these people off, like ISIS. I think he could get rid of them. I mean, like these people, you know, the government over in Asia and Europe and stuff, he could get rid of them. And he has a backbone to him, I know that.
Oh, there would be no doubt in my mind that he has a backbone. I think he's a very tough businessman, but I don't know. You know, we do have a Congress, we do have a Senate, we do have a Supreme Court.
Right.
Donald Trump cannot walk in and say, I'm going to declare war on ISIS.
No.
And I don't think that
I'm sure they would go along with him.
I don't
for
know.
That.
Well, if it's a Republican Senate and House, maybe. But if they go Democrat, I doubt they would. I think the problem in lying with Donald Trump is his social actions, that he calls women fat pigs, that he doesn't denounce the KKK right away, that he calls the Pope disgraceful, that he does things like that. I think that's why people have started to call his supporters dumb, because they don't understand how somebody can say stuff like this that is, it's his opinion, and he's allowed to have it.
Right.
But it's very derogatory.
I know, but he's in a place where he can say this stuff, and he gets by with it.
But does that mean we're a derogatory country?
I don't think he is derogatory all the time. I mean, I think he can be a different person. Like Carson said, he's a different person. He can be a different person.
I think there are two Donald Trumps, but do you think at a rally that he should be saying, I'll pay the bills of the guy who's going to punch somebody?
Well, no, but that's just the way he feels.
Right, but how do you...
And he says what he thinks and how he feels.
But do you... you know, we in this country do have diplomacy. And we try to have good relations with other countries like North Korea and Russia and Syria,
right,
who have nuclear weapons. You know, Russia yesterday just pulled out of Syria. Now, does that make Obama a great president?
No, he didn't cause Russia to pull out.
Well, I don't know that that's not true. I think there was some diplomacy. I heard that he was on the phone with Putin yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, Obama's a very passive guy. Now, my fear is that Trump may tell him like it is. He might come in there and say, well, North Korea, you get your weapons down right now. But what if they fire him off? Because he did give them that ultimatum.
Yeah,
you know, look at the election. Look at Marco Rubio, for example, a very passive guy. And when he got attacked, by Trump, when Trump started calling him Little Marco and all that, what did he do? He punched him back. He said, Big Donald, and you're a liar, and you're lying about this. Well, what if another country does that? What if he says, North Korea, you take you're a disgusting pig country, and you take your weapons down now, and what if they say, well, you know, hey,
if Kim Jong-un says,
kiss my hiney, and here comes a nuclear weapon right toward California, is that what we want?
Goodbye, Hollywood. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if you want a guy who's got a hair trigger on the button. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Did you get out and vote today?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you vote on the D or the R?
Huh?
Did you go on the D or the R side?
I had to go on the D.
Okay. Well, then I guess it didn't matter for you today on Trump. In the main, who would you vote for?
Huh?
If all the candidates were, if the election was today, who would be your person?
Probably Hillary.
But you defend Trump?
No, I don't defend him, no, but I think that's the reason why he's holding up like he is.
That's a very accurate depiction. I think you're right. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that's right, and I cannot call everybody who favors Donald Trump an idiot. I can't bring myself to that point, because then I think we'd become Donald Trump.
Yep.
You know, you're a dummy. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, no.
We can fit one more call in, 740-383-9944, but I tend to agree with that depiction.
That was a good depiction, yeah, of Donald.
I mean, you don't really care for him, but you wouldn't call everybody who likes him stupid.
No, not at all, not at all, not at all.
I don't think they can be.
Right, no.
And you do have a choice in this country.
Absolutely.
I have said that. You know, there have been senators who have been elected who were members of the KKK.
Okay, sure.
It's your choice to vote for them. I wouldn't vote for them,
right?
But that's your choice.
Exactly.
That's the way this country works.
That's the you know, what we were founded on, you know, was...
All I'm saying is, if Donald Trump shoots his mouth off to Kim Jong-il or Vladimir Putin, I don't think they're just going to go, oh, I'm scared of him.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the attitude.
No.
So, there you go. What an interesting day it's been. We're going to wrap up the show today and head for the dugout on this Tuesday, but we're coming back tomorrow. Amazing Kreskin tomorrow.
Oh.
Talking about, maybe he'll tell us who's going to win the election.
That's right.
I'll hit him hard.
Okay.
We thank Sherrod Brown, Mayor Scott Schertzer, and Opal Covey. Now, she might be an idiot. I can't vouch for her. She's your buddy.
Right. Yeah.
She's your buddy.
Yeah.
How often do you get somebody speaking in tongues on the radio?
That's right.
Scott Spears heading for the dugout on this Tuesday.
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a... But so much was made, and I don't know.